Hello! It's Gabriel King from Calling Long Distance.
Wait a minute. This isn't how it works.
And you're listening to Calling Long Distance.
No.
My co-host today is Jonathan Knight.
No, this is not how it works.
Okay.
It goes like this. Hello, this is Jonathan from London.
And this is Gabriel from Los Angeles.
And you're listening to Calling Long Distance. The only podcast show not to come from London and Los Angeles at the same time.
Oh my god, let me close
Stop
the window.
Stop trying to call me a co-host.
What do you mean trying to call you? I think I was effective at calling you.
You're my sidekick.
Not.
Why is it that we sat here for God knows how long and then just when we started recording, you decided to start fiddling with the window?
Because I realized that the window was open. Let me turn my gong off in case somebody phones. Anyway.
Nothing like being ready and professional.
I know.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
How are you, people?
Yeah, how is it cracking hanging?
How's life?
Our life's pretty good. We went out last night and got jiggy with
it. Oh, man. Listen.
It was St. Patrick's Day.
Why I was celebrating St. Patrick's Day, I don't know. I'm not even Irish.
I know, neither am I.
Do you know what, actually? We were about the only people celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it was a washout.
Yeah, it was quiet, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So we had to make our own fun.
But we met up with listener...
Andy.
Yes.
Listener Adam.
And...
Listener Robin.
Listener Robin.
And we bumped into gazillions of other listeners on the streets.
Yeah, it was weird. I've never, like...
It was like fan club night.
We might have to have a Los Angeles listener party because we've got so many listeners.
Every night's a Los Angeles listener party.
I know.
That was good. We had fun. We made our own fun, really. Yeah. We got the luck of the Irish.
Yeah, I sure did. I got double the luck of the Irish.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, thanks. We won't talk
for
about
your
it.
Sake.
Thanks.
Because people might get a dim view of you.
Yeah, we don't need that.
You know what? They say a week is a long time in politics. Well, however long it's been since our last show is a long time in podcasting.
Yeah.
Because so much has happened.
It has.
Gabe got pregnant and had a baby.
And then I gave it up for adoption. I sold it on the black market.
The Octomom bought it.
That's right. She
wanted
have all the babies.
Nine's the charm, she thought.
Yeah.
No. I have done so many things fun without Gabe. It's unbelievable. And I'm going to list through them now quickly. And then there might be time for Gabe to talk at the end.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, at the end of the...
Don't fall asleep during Jonathan's ramble, please, people.
Just also to mention, we've got a guest on the show today. At the end of this show, if you stay tuned in...
Oh, yeah.
You get to hear our wonderful interview with the lovely Mr. Nelson Malagrito. And no, that's not a cocktail. It's a man. And he's talking about a charity that he's working on at the moment and everything he's got going on. Now, I had a diverse week last week, I'll say. Because the first thing we did was together. And Gabriel and I got our drag on.
Yeah. AKA my Facebook picture.
Yeah. So we got in drag for something that we can't talk about yet, I don't think, can we?
No, we can't.
But anyway, we spent a day on set in drag and it was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then in a couple of weeks, you'll know all about it.
Yeah.
That was great. And we had to be bad drag. And it was tough to be bad drag.
Especially for me.
Yeah. I looked like Sally O'Malley drag.
Yeah, you did.
I could kick and I could stretch.
I look like Beyonce in Austin Powers.
You wished.
I did. My hairdo was the same as Beyonce and Austin Powers.
That was it. That's the only way where the similarity began and ended.
I'm black, too. You didn't know it, but...
This is radio. You didn't know it's black, did you, everybody?
No.
And then, because we're busy and professional, our weeks took different paths. And I... the next day... Was it the next day? I went to the zoo with my friend Jake.
Yeah.
Shout out, Jake. He was a good zoo buddy.
That's good.
The zoo in LA is weird.
I think zoos are weird anyway.
Yeah. I'm not going to go to another zoo.
I went to a zoo. I went to the San Francisco Zoo with my sister for a school project for her a few years ago. And I vowed then that I didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But actually, the San Francisco Zoo is really nice.
Oh. Well, all the birds were in tiny cages and that was really cruel. And all the animals looked depressed. There was a lion that was pissed and it was stomping up and down really mad and demented. The hippo, we managed to get really close to the hippo, which is a miracle because there are 65 million tiny children under my feet all the time.
Oh, God.
I don't know if it was at the zoo or Neverland. But So we got close to the hippo. The hippo decided to stand up, lift up its tail, and do the biggest hippo fart right in my face. I saw the innards of its anus.
I love it.
It was pink and icky.
Ew, gross.
Well, I know
that's
it was.
Disgusting.
And its cheeks wobbled. It was like...
That's so gross.
It was disgusting. Well, I'm just telling you, it's the truth. I'm
well,
not going to, you
gross.
Know... I'm not going to water it down. People need to know hard facts.
It's gross.
Then... Okay, my last experience of a monkey was really bad. Last time I came close to a monkey, it shat in its hand and threw it at me through the bars of its cage.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Did the poop hit you?
No, I dodged out the way.
Oh my god, that's disgusting.
It was years ago on a TV program I was working on, and I went to check on the monkey in the back of its truck, and I said hello to the monkey, and it put its hand down by its bum, pooed into its hand, and threw it at me through the bars. This time, the monkeys, they were crazy, but they weren't crazy at me. They were just, like, going woo wah, 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 like, going mad, running around, going insane, but they were happy.
They were your family, that's why they were happy to see you.
Shut up. And I met Reggie the alligator, or whatever
oh,
it is.
Oh, man. Why would you name an alligator Reggie? It should be Reggie the monkey, or Reggie the horse, or something like that.
Reggie the horse?
Yeah. Well, anything but Reggie the alligator...
It was a media name. Who knows?
A media name?
It was that one that was living in the wild that escaped from someone's garden or they threw it out. And then it was like living in a lake somewhere.
They threw out the alligator. Ah, out.
Yes.
Get out.
They did.
Oh my god.
And then no one could catch it. Not even the crocodile hunter man.
Really?
Yeah, and then he died. But not in any connection with the Reggie.
Reggie or the crocodile
no,
hunter.
No, Reggie was at the zoo.
Oh, Reggie the crocodile hunter was
dead. Oh, shut up. Anyway, people who aren't stupid like Gabe, you'll know who I'm talking about. When I say I met him, I didn't actually shake hands. That would have been a bit dangerous because it had like 55,000 giant sharp teeth. So.
Yeah.
Now, my favourite thing at the zoo, in case you're interested or still listening, were the big giant tortoises.
Oh, I love turtles.
Tortoises.
And tortoises. You're stupid.
Turtles live in the water.
Whatever.
And tortoises live on land.
Okay.
And all terrapins have got salmonella.
Okay, thanks for the little fact.
I know. Because as my friend at the zoo pointed out, when everyone gets to the zoo, they suddenly become an animal expert and start extolling all of these amazing facts they know about the animals. And most of it's bullshit, I can tell you that.
That's funny.
Anyway, the tortoises, were one of them was like a foot tall.
Wow.
Yeah, it was huge.
Was then, it the kind you could sit on and ride?
If you're really cool to animals, yeah.
Oh, no, you can do it.
Really?
Yeah, they're really strong.
In the 70s, when you were a kid, maybe.
I was a kid in the 90s.
It's as kind as, you know, dancing bears chained up and other stuff.
I don't think so.
I think one thing that's fine is to have a monkey helper around the house. I think that's not cruel.
Maybe. My grandma had a monkey.
Was it called Gabe? Oh, Reggie.
No, it was called Mom. No. No, they did. They had a pet monkey when my mom was a kid. They had a pet monkey, and its name was Jocko.
Wow, lucky it didn't. And what was it called?
Jocko. And one time,
Jocko's not a monkey's name. That's a name for a horse or a dog.
You're dumb. Leave me alone. No, Jocko got out one time and went outside and climbed up the tree, and nobody could get it out of the tree. And
well, funny that being a monkey.
And then my grandma came out, and he came down. He was a spider monkey.
She was the monkey whisperer.
The monkery whisperer. You got a monkery.
She was
the
Caesar Milan of her day.
Yeah.
If you've got a monkey and you've got problems, call Grandma Gabe.
But then Jocko died. Because the kids all got a flu. And then it got the flu and died from the flu.
Shit.
Yeah. Then they didn't get another
That's
monkey.
That's sad.
Yeah.
We don't have time to hear any more.
Okay.
Now, the next day after the zoo... Oh, that's such a sad story. But moving on.
Okay, anyway.
I went to shoot guns.
Wah!
Woohoo!
He was trying to kill me.
Cagney and Lacey in one. I went
and
to
all three of the Charlie's Angels.
I thought... Because coming to... All three of the Charlie's Angels, yes. I thought coming to LA, I thought I might need to learn how to use a gun.
Did listener Andy go with you to the shooting?
Yes,
place?
He did.
Oh, that's right, he did.
And so did listener...
Tony.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Now, guns are scary, and I haven't really ever used one since I was about 14, shooting, you know, rabbits on a farm or something, so I don't really know.
What? You never shot rabbits
yes,
on
I did.
A farm. Who do you think you are? Get out of here. You're gay.
Get out! No, I'm not.
Okay.
I shot rabbits on my friend's farm.
All right.
God, I'll shoot you in a minute. What do you know anyway?
Did you skin them and eat them?
You never had
too?
A monkey, but I didn't. I kept my mouth shut whilst the story was going on.
What?
Because I thought it might have a funny ending.
I don't have a monkey. I never had a monkey.
You said you did, and it was called Jocko.
I didn't have it.
Ugh.
My mom had it when they
were
kids.
Right? We went to the gun club. And we were like, hi, can we shoot some guns, please? And they were like, what guns do you want to shoot? And I was like, oh. And it was a huge glass case of guns. And I was like, ah, that one. So it was a 9mm. And then we also had a shotgun, just for the hell of it. And we had two lanes in the gun club. And there were 55,000 other people who hadn't shot guns in there. And it was like, we had to put ear protectors on and eye protectors. And then we went in.
Sorry, I was getting hungry from your story. Go ahead.
Are you going to do anything else to disrupt this?
No.
Gabe is eating jelly babies, despite which were made of 100% sugar, despite telling me today that he was giving up sugars with an S.
It has 7% fruit juice.
7% fruit juice?
Mm-hmm.
Seven.
Yes.
All right. And the rest of it's sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to the lane and we picked the targets to shoot at. Now, we picked two kinds. A fat drunk man was one of them. I think he was drunk. I mean, he was black and white on a piece of paper. But I was imagining him to be a drunk.
Okay.
And then
somebody
that,
you would want
to
shoot.
Yeah. Fat people, I like to shoot them all the time.
Wait a minute. It's weird that they put people on the target practice. You're supposed to shoot people.
What else practice is what's the point people? Of getting a gun for?
I don't know.
What, to go and shoot alligators or monkeys?
But is it meant to make it more realistic for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, they should put, like, koala bears on the target.
Oh,
and,
no.
Like, horses.
Monkeys called Jocko.
And unicorns.
No. So we got two. We got, like, a fat drunk man who was, like, lurching towards us on the piece of paper. And then the other one was, a terrorist. And he had, like, a blonde hostage. And basically, I shot that bitch in the face over and over again. I was like, right, I'm just going to get him between the eyes. Bang! At the kick off those guns. Anyway, I shot that bitch in the face. I shot her all over her body, really. I did get the terrorist a couple of times.
Well, that's good. I have a question. Didn't listener Tony bring a gun with him?
Yeah, that was a shotgun.
What? Why is gay Tony have a shotgun?
Because it's like, why shouldn't he? What's your problem with homosexuals and why can't gay people have gays with guns? I'm going to... Gayswithguns.com.
Gays with guns. Get up. It's a new... I'm taking the microphone back. Listen. Why... I don't understand why he has...
What's your problem with gays with guns?
No, there isn't a problem with gays with guns. It just... It's like an oxymoron.
It's not.
It's not?
No.
What do you have a gun for?
Well, I was... For protection.
From...
Intruders. Come on.
Is that why we lock the back door at night? In case an intruder, like,
yeah.
Breaks in through all the security gates of my building and through all the security stuff and makes it past the people.
It's dangerous in the hood, in the West Hollywood.
Yeah, West Hollywood,
yeah,
I love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This. So, anyway, shooting the guns, it was quite scary. I was with the bullets. You shoot the gun, a kick, and then... Fire comes out the side.
And then you stretch. And then you kick.
We've moved on from the Sally O'Malley story.
Jonathan's doing yoga on my bed. Okay. So the gun
the
kicks.
The gun
bang,
kind of
pow.
Kicks back like that. Fire comes out the side of the gun and a bit of smoke.
Yeah.
And it's scary. And it's so loud. And the noise of that... The sound of gunshots is a really horrible, blood-chilling kind of sound. Do you know what I mean? It really is scary.
You're a drama queen.
Oh, right. Well, listen.
I've
we're
going
to go back to the gun club.
Yes.
And you will be scared.
I want to shoot guns.
And the men next to us, the big, scary gangster men, they had a bazooka. And they were shooting stuff. I mean, it was like a bazooka. It wasn't actually a bazooka.
What did it look like?
A really massive, giant gun. And the shells in it were, like, bigger than tampons.
Oh my god, those are big guns.
Yes.
I've got a gun that shoots tampons. You want to go shoot some tampons in my...
Get out of it. You're ruining my story.
I am not. I'm making
anyway,
it more interesting.
And then when you've done shooting the target and you flip the barrel out to the side and knock out the bullets, right? They're all hot and they burn your hands.
Yeah, yowzers.
So it was scary. I would do it again, but I'd like to do it when no one else is there, because I was scared that one of the other people is going to shoot me dead.
Yeah.
Because it's really scary, because they're all like, oh my god, bang! Oh, these girls are screaming, oh my god! bang like that. They're like,
oh my god.
Yeah, and there's only like a 1 foot deep divider between you and the person next door, and it's not bulletproof.
Shit.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was that. And then the next day, I went to my friend's birthday party, Christopher Orne. Shout out to Christopher.
Shout out.
Listener Christopher is one of our most loyal and delicious listeners.
And one of our longest time listeners.
Yes. And he's 30. I mean, God, that's old.
Yeah, it is. I would age to be 30.
Well, God, I would never. I mean,
it's going to be a while.
I'm in my
20s,
so. Yeah. I mean, 30 is a while off, but it does scare me. But, you know, I like to have older people around me, so Christopher's a good friend now.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. So at his party, his friends / roommates, they paid for a stripper to come. And he was supposed to turn up like a footballer, and not a soccer player, an American footballer. And I got in my Mr. Organizer mode when everyone else was rolling drunk and went outside to meet him. He was like mini Fabio. And he had a stripper Corvette. I mean, what kind of a car would a stripper drive?
What year was it?
It was a recent one.
Ugh, I hate them. They're so ugly, but okay.
Yeah. So I went out and I was like, hi. So I said to him, do you have music or do you want us to put music on? And like, how does it all work? And he gave me the CD and he goes, just start the CD. It's a 30-minute mix and I'll come in when I hear my cue. And I was like, okay, great. And then he goes, just sit her down on a chair in the middle of the room. And I was like, what? He goes, just sit her down on a chair in the middle of the room. And I was like, it's a hymn. And he's like, what? And I said, this is a gay birthday. And the boy that's 30 is gay. And that's who you're dancing for. And he was like, oh. And so he kind of ummed and he was like, that's fine. I think I've done one before. And I was like, okay. So I was like, it better be fine. Anyways, he comes in. Well, I go in. Do-do-do-do. And, like, sneak up to the CD player and just change the music over. And then I sit Christopher on a chair in the middle of the room and he's all worried. He doesn't know what's going to happen. He certainly doesn't think Mini Fabio is going to come in the front door in his leathers. And he comes in, rips off his leathers down to his underpants and starts going all this crazy sexy dancing. And I do not think for 1 second he hasn't done a gay birthday because he was, I mean, jamming it all into Christopher's mouth. I'm not going to lie.
Wowzers.
He went down to nothing.
What?
And he humped everybody in the room.
He was completely naked?
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
He was value for money. Me.
Yes, he did. And the funniest thing about it was that I thought it was going on for too long. So I turned down the music. I was like, oh, well, that's over now. It was going on too long. It was like the joke's over.
Yeah.
And also, he was humping everybody. And I noticed whilst he was, like, humping them while they were, like, on the couch, and he's, like, fake doing them up the bum, he's like, oh, what's your name? Where are you from? Like that. And he's, like, humping them. He's like, I'm from Sydney. Like that. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I was like, oh, well, thanks, Mr. Stripper. It's lovely. Well done, everybody. Round of applause for the stripper.
That's funny.
And then I was like, okay, he was all sweaty because he'd been doing all this crazy dancing and the house was really hot. And I was like, would you like a drink? And he's like, yeah, I'll have a beer, please. And I was like, oh, okay. So I got him a beer and then he like hung around talking to people.
That's weird.
I know. I was like, get
he
out.
He's a homo.
Do you think?
Maybe.
I don't know. He didn't have a very big willy.
Well, wasn't he a small Australian?
Yeah.
There you go.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Gabe's a racist.
I am not.
You're a gaysist.
I'm not that either.
You are.
Nope.
You are, which is funny for a black person.
God damn, that's hilarious, baby.
So what have you been doing? I haven't even seen you, thank God.
I've been running the calling long distance business every day. I've been in the offices.
Manning the phones.
Manning the phones. Setting up interviews and other things and such.
Really?
That's basically it. I had a vacation.
What did you do?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh, and you got hepatitis.
What do you mean hepatitis?
Well, you got hepatitis on your nose. Gabe hasn't got hepatitis. I'm taking it back! Get up! I'm gonna say it, you haven't got it.
Okay, so I was on vacation. I didn't do anything. Right?
He hasn't got hepatitis, everybody. I'm telling them that you haven't got it on your nose.
You're such an asshole. Stop it. Seriously.
Come on!
Are you ready?
Yes!
Okay. I didn't do anything, but let's not talk about me anymore.
Interesting you should say that.
Why?
Because I've never heard those words come out of your mouth before.
I know, I don't really feel like telling anybody anything right now. I don't really feel like doing this right now. No, because you're trying to say mean things about me, and I don't
I'm
really
not.
talk
I was
about...
just bringing something out into the open, but you're amongst friends.
Anyway, God damn it.
So, would you like to tell me what happened to you on St. Patrick's Day evening, please?
On St. Patrick's Day evening, I had a really hard time getting dressed because I couldn't find anything green to wear that was complimentary of my skin tone. Which is, I don't actually wear green. But I did find one green belt, so the night was saved. I wasn't going to get pinched.
I had a green t-shirt on, but it had a stain next to my left nipple and it looked like I was lactating.
I am absolutely surprised that you wore that out.
You told me you couldn't see it.
When you were holding up in the dark right after you got dressed.
I knew it was obvious. I was like, I can't wear this.
You knew it was obvious the whole time. You kept pointing it out. You're like, look at the stain, look at the stain. They're going to think I'm sloppy, blah, blah.
Yeah, and you were like, oh, you can't see it.
I was like, well, I just didn't say anything because I didn't think you would wear it out. And you did.
Well, what's the point of me asking you things
like
that?
Well, you looked in the mirror before we left the house and you're like, oh, well, I'm just going to wear it anyway. And I was like, well, okay.
Anyway, so as soon as we met first one of our friends, they were like, ew, what's that stain on you? They were like, are you lactating? I was like, oh, God. Thanks, Cabe.
Yeah. Anyways.
And when I ask you for opinions, I want the truth. Often I'll ignore you because you're wrong.
What?
But I want the truth.
The thing is that there's no point in giving you any advice or opinion because you walk to the own beat of your drum or something like that. Six and a half a dozen of a drum beat. You just do whatever you want, anyhow.
Okay. So we went out. We went to a drag show first of all at Rage.
Yeah, I like to see the drag queens. They're entertaining.
Yeah, they're good there. It's a good show.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Rage in West Hollywood, and it's called the Dream Girls something extravaganza.
Are you gonna tell a story of my night, or am I telling the story?
Well,
of
I'm feeling until you pick up speed again because you seem to have gone in neutral. Is it back
because
in drive?
You...
Oh, I can hear the engine running.
Then I
went
down.
Run, but nobody's home.
Then I shuffled down to West Hollywood and met some friends at Rage. You asked me what I did. So I'm just telling you what I did. I was with my friend Jonathan. One thing I did not do on St. Patrick's Day was eat a massive cheeseburger and bowl of chili cheese fries. I'm never doing that ever again.
Oh no! Can you please finish St. Patrick's Day story?
Yes, and then we went to about 5 different bars looking for Irish car bombs, which I have no idea what that is or what it is. I don't know what it is.
I know what it is, but I didn't want one.
And ironically, every bar was out of Guinness.
Yeah, how ridiculous. Don't you think on St. Patrick's Day you might have stocked up? No.
Well, it's a gay town.
What is it with you?
Gays don't drink beer.
Listen,
like
we don't
that.
Drive pink electric clouds and, you know...
It's all
just drink vodka and...
classy Manhattan and things.
What is this? We shoot guns and drink Guinness.
I don't understand.
Gaysist.
No.
What else happened on your night out then?
I don't remember.
Oh, I do.
And then
so
we
if you don't tell it, I'm gonna.
You ain't saying shit. So that's it. And then we went to another bar and had a dance, right? Yeah, we did. We had a little dance. And that was basically it. Jonathan wants me to tell dirty stories, but I'm not going to tell any dirty stories. I did have a gentleman caller around, but it wasn't a slutty situation.
Whatever, I wasn't here, so I don't know. I was in the other room. So what takes place in these four walls
stays in these four walls.
We can only guess, listeners. But you've listened to Gabe for the last 3 years.
I don't have sex. I don't even know what you're talking about. I don't do anything. I don't even know what it is. I can't talk about my sexploits anymore because everyone just thinks I'm a big fat slut. And it's really bad because when I meet listeners, they're like, hi, and then they're like...
They think you're easy.
Yeah.
And it always works in your favor because you usually sleep with them.
Damn. No, I don't.
So that was St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it was fun.
According to Gabe.
Yes.
On my night out.
Oh, God.
No, that's it, really, people. I'm not going to, you know, make you sound like a slut.
Thanks. I already
you do
it
that
enough.
To yourself every week.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, now you're about to hear a little interview we did with Nelson Melagrito, who I repeat is not a cocktail, it's a man. Nelson runs Diva, which is Diverse and Visionary Artist. He's telling us what Diva is and about a charity that he's working for at the moment.
Yeah.
Here we are again at our favourite interview location, where we interview all of the biggest stars.
The Abbey in West Hollywood.
Yes.
And speaking of big stars...
Hey, hold on a minute. Are they giving us free drinks?
Yeah, we got free booze right here.
Oh, okay. The Abbey. Our favourite drinkle. We are here with Nelson Melagrito.
Yes.
Nelson is the founder...
And executive director...
Of Diva, which is Diverse and Visionary Artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So first off, Nelson, just tell everyone what Diva is.
Diva is a non-profit organization that promotes the creative work of multi-ethnic LGBT artists in the media. So basically what it is that we promote whatever latest work you have, whether in film, TV, fashion, you name it, in a much bigger arena in the media.
And how long has it been going?
It's been going for about 5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Longer than calling long distance.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So tell us about your latest project and what's going on with that.
Latest project, right now, Diva and yours truly is involved in this charity work that my friend Edwin Santiago is headlining, and it's called 101 Heroes. And basically, it is a non-profit organization as well that promotes literacy and education. And our first campaign will be building a library in the Philippines.
Oh,
kind of like Oprah is going in Africa, but now we're trying to build a library in the Philippines, because as you know, in the Philippines though, especially in this remote town in the Philippines, one book is being shared by 20 kids.
Oh my God.
That's a big fight.
Exactly. So can you just imagine?
They take a page each.
Exactly.
And then they swap when they've read it.
Yeah.
And then the conditions of the environment is really, you know, really bad. So, I think primarily literacy has to be something that is an opportunity for everybody.
So this project is going to fund that.
Exactly.
And how is it raising funds?
We are raising funds the old-fashioned way. So when you log on to...
Wait a minute. The really old-fashioned way that people raise funds? The oldest trade in the book?
The oldest trick in the book. So basically you give cash or, in this case...
The oldest trick in the book?
Yeah.
Are you the oldest trick in the book? Because I'm not an old trick.
I'm not that old. I am old, but not as old as you.
But you are a trick.
I could do a lot of tricks. That you both can learn.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, really? Oh.
Wink, wink. But when you log on to the website, which is a 101, which is spelled, 101heroes.org, we accept credit card. And from now until March 31st, we are matching your donation dollar for dollar up to $10,000.
Wow.
Thanks to our good beneficiary, Chad Goldman and Brian Pendleton.
That's great.
Yes.
And so is it on that site where people can see how the work's progressing and how you move along?
So basically we're building the library from the ground up.
What are some other more recent projects that you've worked on?
We have just finished our successful Oscar party last February 22nd. And this one really touches a lot of, a lot of court. I mean, from the gay perspective, because it was a benefit for Lambda Legal, the organization that is still fighting our rights for marriage equality.
Yeah.
So that was the project that we had recently. And it was attended by our mayor of West Hollywood, Jeffrey Frank, who is now being re-elected as we speak.
Oh, great.
Yes. And then we do a lot of mixtures on the side, special events. We do host film festivals. I know the last guest that you had here, Charlie David from Mulligan's, we hosted his film.
I like that you're a good listener. That goes down well. But you realize that the last guest we interviewed here was Charlie David.
Exactly. See, I did my research.
Yeah.
Good job.
Actually, I did push for that angle, but that's another story. But
don't spoil it, Nelson.
I know, thank you. But so that's one. And we do a lot of other co-hosting with other charity organizations, because we believe that even though Diva by itself is a non-profit organization, that we have to do a lot of collaboration with other non-profit organizations. Basically, we're just one community helping out each other.
So if someone out there wants to promote themselves, if they have a film or if they sort of need help with marketing or whatever, if they want to work with Diva, or if somebody wants to know what Diva's all about or wants to get involved with Diva or find out what's coming up, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can contact us through our Facebook group. You can send us an email at queerdiva@gmail.com.
What's the Facebook group called? Because if I just went to Facebook and put Diva in, clearly I'd end up with Mariah or Beyonce.
You're gonna see a lot of Diana Diva.
Ross,
exactly.
Or Gabriel King. Yeah, any of the above, Diva's above.
Exactly.
And I'm scared if I just Googled Malagrito, I might end up with a cocktail.
It sounds like a
cocktail with rum in it to me.
No comment.
rum in your bum.
Yeah.
I'll have a rum in your bum, Malagrito.
It could
please.
Be Nelson. Yeah. Nelson
a double,
rum.
A double
What's
Nelson
that?
Malagrito on the rocks.
Yeah,
exactly. here we go. So for Facebook, you just have to type the whole. I know it's a long acronym, but it's diverse and inclusive visionary artists.
Okay, great. Okay.
So that's for Facebook, and then you can also find us at Twitter. There you go. At twitter.com/queerdiva.
Got it.
So we were everywhere. There's no way to escape us.
Okay, so we should tell everybody to look out for your 101 heroes.
Exactly.
So am I saying it right?
Yes, 101
heroes. 101
heroes.
And otherwise, they can just contact you at Diva.
Exactly.
Nelson, thank you very much
for
joining us on Calling Long Distance.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on the show.
All right.
So that was Nelson. That was a nice little day. We were at the Abbey in West Hollywood.
Drinking away.
Listen, I've just gassed out Jonathan. He can't speak.
Oh, you're disgusting. No one wants to know that. I was being professional. I was just going to carry on. Anyway, before I die, everybody, it's time to say from me, Jonathan from London.
Me. Gabriel from, I almost said San Francisco, but really I'm from Los Angeles.
Thank you for listening to Calling Long Distance, the only podcast show to come from
London
and
LA.
Los Angeles. At the same time. We